When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Right now, we're joined by John Feinstein, best-selling author and Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway today. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall and winter golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. How is everybody?
We are doing well. Let's lead off with the baseball team that you have supported for many, many years, the New York Mets. They land the big fish, Juan Soto, 15 years,
$765
million. How surprised were you? And also, how surprised were you that he signed with the Mets instead of the Yankees? Because that usually doesn't happen when both teams are bidding on a player.
Yeah, you're right. I was surprised. I thought all along that Boris would, you know, bid it up and then eventually sign him with the Yankees. But Boris proved again that he doesn't care about anything other than the money. And Soto, same way. Soto's been the same way as long as he's been with Boris. And, you know, I am happy. I'm looking forward to seeing Soto in a Mets uniform and see how the Mets can play coming off of their very good season without Soto. But I have a little bit of mixed emotions. You know, the Mets becoming the Yankees. Huh. And I've never liked the Yankees, never pulled for the Yankees. I like Brian Cashman personally, but I'm happy, but I'm sort of in a wait-and-see mode. See how he does, see how the team performs with him in the middle of the lineup.
Are the Mets fans going crazy up there after this signing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. It's Juan Soto. It's a 26-year-old guy who's already a proven star, already, you know, practically a Hall of Famer already. Had a great season with the Yankees, proved that he could deal with New York pressure, which was very important, obviously. I mean, most Mets fans are over the moon over this, and understandably, for God's sake.
The number is just crazy. 700. You know, we were hearing stories about 550, 600, right, maybe 610. You know, and there's three or four teams involved, so highest bidder probably wins. But man, 765, it can go higher if he doesn't opt out.
And a suite.
Yeah. The number's crazy.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but the numbers in all of sports are crazy today, Jason. I mean, Shohei Ohtani signed for $700 million just last year. Mm-hmm. Look at what Bill Belichick's getting. $10 million dollars a year plus $20 million in NILs. I mean, the numbers are just out of control in all of sports. And you know, it's what the market will bear, and the market will bear $765 for Soto.
It's crazy. Yeah, let's talk about Belichick for a second. I know I think we asked you about it last week and kind of the rumors, Right. Everybody was sort of in denial and just didn't see a scenario where that would play out. I actually love the fact that he's doing it. I have no idea if he'll succeed or not, but I just like the fact that he doesn't follow the narrative. He does what he wants to do, and I respect the hell out of that.
Well, I think he was getting vibes that he wasn't going to be offered an NFL job. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he was getting absolutes that he wasn't being offered an NFL job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that he wanted to go back and win, 14 more games to pass Shula?
I think it was more than that. But
yeah. I can double-check the number.
Much.
It's right around there.
Might be 16. But, we all have egos. Belichick clearly has an ego. So I would think his first choice would have been to go back to the NFL. But when that didn't seem to be working out, he said, all right, okay, screw you guys. I'll go to North Carolina. And the interesting thing is the ACC has been trying to become a football league for more than 30 years now. Just keeps adding mediocre football programs and downgrading itself in basketball along the way. I mean, it's been a disaster in my mind. Now they finally have a program that's going to get national attention that's, you would think would succeed, that Belichick will attract good players. Belichick will have a good coaching staff. He will coach them up himself. And you would think Carolina will finally be the program that the ACC has dreamed of having. I mean, Florida State was good for a long time. It's clearly fallen off. Clemson has been good for a long time. Even though it's in the playoff, it's clearly fallen off. And the rest of the ACC are what I call 6-6 schools, including Carolina, where you go 6-6 and you brag that you made a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes 7-5, whatever, but it's clearly not part of the national picture. Carolina will be part of the national picture with Belichick coaching and with the money that they're putting into the program. I don't know where they're getting this money. I mean, they're investing $30 million basically right off the top. I don't know where they're getting this money, but apparently there are enough rich Carolina people out there to make this happen.
John, according to Wiki, Belichick trails Shula by 26. Shula has 328,
okay.
Belichick 302. George Halas in between them at 318.
Oh, okay. Maybe I was thinking about Halas to get to number two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, that's still, two, three seasons of decent football. And you would think that if he's signing a five-year contract with Carolina, he would have signed a 5-year contract somewhere else.
So you're not buying
the NFL opportunity.
You're not buying that it was something that kind of he was always intrigued by.
No, I'm really not buying it. I'm buying the fact that he was made one hell of an offer by Carolina and he took it.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's always, his college connection has always been Navy. Because his dad coached at Navy for, 34 years. It was a long time.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was still there when I was around doing a Civil War and then, doing the broadcast of the games afterwards. So when he and I would talk over email, it was usually about Navy. I can't remember North Carolina ever coming up in any sort of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
John, so you touched on Navy. Army Navy is tomorrow, and it's here. It's in Landover. It's the 125th matchup, and there's extra buzz because the teams have combined for 19 wins this season, the highest total ever entering this storied game. So there's a lot of eyeballs on this game.
Well, I would hope so. Both teams have had very good years. Army won the American Athletic Conference in its first year in the conference, beat up on Tulane in the championship game, which surprised the heck out of me, because Tulane had beaten up on Navy a couple weeks earlier at Navy. So they've had an amazing season. They have a great quarterback in Bryson Daly, who will just, most plays, he's just going to take the ball and he's going to run right up the middle and dare somebody to stop him. He's a big, strong guy. He runs through tackles. And Navy now has their quarterback, Blake Corbath, who was brilliant for the first six games until he got hurt, and now is back healthy. He didn't play in the East Carolina game 2 weeks ago, but he's healthy and ready to go tomorrow. And it should be Army Navy's almost always a great game. The last 2 years, the Army won after Navy fumbled on the goal line and they kicked the winning field goal in double overtime. And last year, they held Navy on the goal line again, trying to go in for a potential tying score. So that's the kind of game you expect when Army plays Navy. But as you said, there's more at stake nationally this year because of the team's records. This is the first time since 1996 that both teams have clinched bowl bids going into this game, and it should be a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun.
And by the way, Valdez making his second appearance at the Army-Navy game.
Yeah, I'm a huge Army-Navy guy, John. I went to my first one at the Link 2 years ago.
Yep.
And I'm hooked. Every college football fan needs to experience the game in person once. It makes you feel very patriotic. It's an awesome experience.
It is. You're right, Matt. Obviously, I have agreed with you for 30 years now. It's the only game when they play the national anthem and you look around and you say 8,000 hands, 4,000 cadets, 4,000 midshipmen, snap to salute position, that you get chills during the national anthem. At least for me. I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for me. And when they play the alma maters at the end of the game, and the two teams stand together for the playing of each other's alma mater, it's an absolute chill moment every year. When I did the games on radio, I would tell Bob Sosi, who was the play-by-play guy, to give me a minute after the playing of the anthems of the alma maters, because I needed it to sort of recover emotionally, because it's such a stunning moment every year, regardless of who wins the game or whether the game's close or not. You get that feeling because you know the players have that feeling.
There's grown men crying in the stands. Even before the kickoff, you have people dropping in, parachuting in, and it's a contest. There's five people from each side, and they got to try and land on the 50-yard line. Everything's very competitive. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Everyone needs to go experience it.
Even the march-ons are competitive because – the Army guys march better than the Navy guys. The Navy guys like to say, we don't do a lot of marching on when we're on ship. Mm. And the Army guys practice their marching all year. The Navy guys practice their marching the week of the game. And you can see the difference. The Navy guys almost look casual marching on compared to the Army guys. And you're right, everything is competitive. Who wins the march on? Who comes up with a more clever saying when they exchange prisoners, transfer students? Before the start of the game. It's a unique experience. And when people say to me, you know, why do you make such a big deal out of Army and Navy? I say, like you, Matt, go to the game once. Just go to the game once and then come back and tell me that it's not special.
Yeah,
Eric Bickle, go to the game once. I'm throwing stones in glass houses.
Right, I've never been to
game either.
I would go.
I should go.
I've been to Navy football games
because
before.
The opportunities are here. It's in Landover tomorrow. It's in Baltimore in 2025. There's no excuse not to go to at least one of them.
And, John, you mentioned Daly. I mean, Ashton Gentry for Boise State obviously had a fantastic year, rushed for 2,500 yards and 29 rushing touchdowns. But Bryson Daly has 29 rushing touchdowns. I mean, he's had an unbelievable
year. Passing touchdowns.
Yes.
Yeah. He's been brilliant. I say this every few years when Army or Navy has a great player. Why wouldn't the Heisman Committee invite that player to helicopter to New York after the playing of the game and be a part of the Heisman ceremony? It only raises, you know, the quality of the ceremony to have one of those kids be there. And Bryson Daly, like you said, Jason, has the numbers to be invited.
Yeah, he's having a great year, yeah. He's averaging almost 6 yards per carry, so... do you think Army wins?
I don't know. I honestly think Navy is back healthy. They had a stretch there where they were banged up and did not play well. They bounced back and played really well in the second half against East Carolina with their backup quarterback playing because Horvath sat out. And I just see this as another game that's going to come back down to who gets the last turnover or who has the ball last. My son for years has asked me, who do we root for when Army plays Navy? And I always say, whomever is behind. So that's the way I watch the game.
Hmm. All right, so before we let you go, your thoughts on the Commander-Saints on Sunday. The Saints are just banged up. They're going to start a backup quarterback making his first start. Alvin Kamara, their best offensive player, has been sick all week, so he's a question mark.
To me, this is a lot like the Commanders Cowboys game when I predicted that the Commanders would win easily and lost the game. And this is a game they should win fairly easily. Like you said, the Saints are banged up. The Commanders are healthy. As long as Jaden Daniels is healthy, I think the Commanders can play with anybody, and I certainly think they can play with these guys.
John, thank you for the call. Good to talk to you. We will talk to you again next week. That's John Feinstein. Have a good weekend.
All right. See you, bud.
Thanks. You guys, too.
Thank you.
That's John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we're going to take your predictions. We'll give our official predictions
on Cakes. Come on.
Commanders Saints as they're coming out of the bye week. They're traveling down to Drab's favorite city in the United States of America, aside from Seattle, of course. That would be New Orleans. Shot Drab in stow away with Grant and Danny, who are heading down to New Orleans yesterday. They'll be broadcasting live from there, I believe, starting today. 800-636-1067. We'll get your official predictions on Commander Saints and give ours next here on The Fan.
All right. This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Commanders fans to wake up out of their slumber. 800-636-1067 is the number. We understand it was a bye week.
Okay?
It was a bye week.
We got to get people fired up.
Taking a week off. It's time now to get back into game mode.
You can make the argument that the season's hanging in the balance. Like, all right, no one expected this, but here you are. There's just a few games left. We're in the friggin' playoff hunt. You can't afford to lose this game.
Can't. It's a must win. I mean, they've had must wins.
They're banged up.
In our opinion, and like the Carolina game we thought was a must win, even though it sounded like it eliminated them if they lost. But this is a must win.
Kamara has been practice this week.
If you lose this game, you're falling behind some of those teams that are chasing you for the wild card.
It would be as embarrassing or possibly more embarrassing than the loss to the Cowboys to lose this game. With the stakes, with the Rams winning last night, you know that they're competing with you for a playoff spot. This is one that you have to have when you're facing a guy who's not highly regarded making his first NFL start. And I know he's had some experience, but I mean, Jake Haener, let's be honest. I mean,
it's Jake Haener.
He's a mid-round pick that, you know, there's a reason he was a mid-round pick. He's not very good.
Yeah.
And that you have to exploit those players when you have a superstar quarterback.
Right.
In Jaden Daniels.
And he's making his first start in the NFL, and it's not like he's got, you know, Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua right. and a couple good backs.
Throw
and a good
ball
tight end.
To Juwan Johnson, a tight end, and Marquez Valdez Scantling.
He just doesn't have a lot of guys to throw to.
You know, just random pieces because the Saints season has gone sideways.
Yeah, and they just want the season to end.
Right.
I mean, they got so many guys banged up. Yeah, this would be a really bad loss. But they should get 9 wins right here. They should get to 9-5 after this game.
Correct. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We want your predictions for Commanders Saints as they take to the road coming out of the bye week.
Well, obviously, it's a big game on so many levels. You need to see. I'm very curious to see how the kicker does. He should be perfect in the perfect conditions in the dome.
Well, not if he's dealing with a foot injury.
He's dealing
That's
with a foot injury,
kinda
though.
Kind of scary.
They did bring in, what's his name?
Greg Joseph,
the kicker yesterday for a workout. But I guess they must feel confident. Now, you know they've sat down with them and said, if you can't play, you got to let us know you can't play. Because the last guy didn't do that.
I'd be doing 100 scans on his foot. Like every x-ray, MRI, anything I can do. I need all the information that I can get. Because, I'm not going to have like an Austin Seibert situation where he's like, I'm good to go. Because I'm worried about somebody taking my gig. So I'm good to go out and kick. And then you start missing field goals and lay up extra points. Like, you can't have that.
No, we can't have that.
But the fact that it's inside helps.
It helps a lot.
If Derek Carr was playing in this game, I would feel I would feel a little bit worse about a possible win, even though I might like them to go down to New Orleans and beat Carr, but Carr would make plays that a Jake Haener probably wouldn't, even though that he's got a bunch of receivers that are out. But the fact that Jake Haener's playing, making his first start, I just can't see him making big plays down the field and putting together long drives. If Washington loses this game, it's because they came out flat and they're turning the ball over. Jaden's having a bad game. I just don't see it. I just don't see Washington coming out flat. I know some teams coming off of byes can come out a little flatter. But the fact that they were able to get healthy over the last couple weeks, I think that's huge. And Daniel should be fine. It's indoors. He should be fast. And then B-Rob should have a great game.
Kind of an indictment that they're not starting Spencer Rattler, right? Now, look, these guys are both mid-round picks. Haener's a fourth-round pick from 2023. Rattler, a fifth-rounder. So I guess the talent could be comparable.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Rizzi wants to see what he's got in Jake Haener and what he's going to do with a full week of practice as the starter.
You know,
I just wouldn't. I wouldn't expect a lot if you're a Saints fan. Like I would. The only real game plan I think that gets them to a win is if Alvin Kamara is healthy and he touches the ball 25-ish times and has a big game.
And Washington never touches the ball. Yeah,
we need to monitor that situation today to see if he practices. If he practices today, at least even limited, that's a step in the right direction.
Then he
for
should
them.
Play on Sunday.
Then I would assume he's getting.
But if
over.
He misses today. Then, I mean, guys miss practice all week and don't practice on Friday. It's generally not a good sign for Sunday.
Right.
They not a good sign.
Usually don't play.
But he's a veteran. It's not like he has to be out there. But
True. And but like usually veterans, they'll give them that Wednesday maintenance day, like that veteran day. You go over here and rest. Zach Ertz gets them all the time for the Commanders. But if you're sick and you're not recovering from it and it's a lost season, And you just signed a 2-year extension of your Kamara. They wanted him to be fresh for next season. Maybe they're just like, you know what? We're going to give Kendre Miller an extended look.
Yeah.
We're going to give Jamal Williams the ball. Like, but they know their only real path to winning is Kamara monster game.
Witt has to know we've got a key on the run game.
Of course.
All right. Yeah,
and
make Haener throw the ball.
Right.
Especially if Lattimore's going to be back there.
Yep.
So I would just be surprised if Jake Haener was able to score. Because, look, if you're going to beat Washington, you probably got to score in the 20s.
Typically.
You know, you got to score.
Typically, you might have to score 30.
Yeah, yep. You're going to have to score at minimum, you know, 21 to 24, mm-hmm. And I just don't see that.
Let's see if Cliff can could stay, maybe moving Terry around a little bit more. He only did it a few times more, but a little bit more like he did 2 weeks ago. Get him involved early, as everybody's been asking. And then defensively, I think one of the key guys who energizes this team, and when you see him flying around early, it's a good sign, is Frankie Lubu.
Yeah.
Let's get Frankie Lubu, energizes defense, getting him in the backfield, get Dante Fowler to add to his sack total. He's having a hell of a season, Cakes, on a 1-year deal.
And on the offensive side, I just think it's a big B-Rob game. You look and see what the Saints defense has done recently. 2 weeks ago, they allowed 156 rushing yards to the Rams. Kyren Williams had a big day. On the season, they allow 134 rushing yards per game. That's 25th best in the league, so they're not very good at stopping the run. So I just think it's going to be a lot of B-Rob. You're going to see some Jaden runs sprinkled in there, and then when the Saints, you know, try to defend the run, that's when you see Jaden go over the top and hopefully hit Terry for at least one long touchdown down the sideline.
Now, that's the problem you just mentioned, because the Saints aren't great against the run, but they're slightly better than Washington against the run.
Right.
And Washington allows some yards against the run. So if Kamara does play and you've got Kendre Miller, who the interim coach has been using a little bit more, you know, they could bleed the clock a little bit and get first down.
Sure.
But I still think you're going to have to score touchdowns if you're the Saints to beat the Commanders. And I would just be very surprised if they scored enough.
All right, we'll give our official predictions in just a few minutes. Let's go to the phones and get some listener predictions. First, 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener line.
All right, let's go to Donnie in Mitchellville. Donnie, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junks. Good morning, man. It's going to be a great weekend, man. I did a little film study last night, and
oh,
I was
nice.
Just paying attention to the head coach, man, Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
It was a total difference from the Dallas game and the Tennessee game, man. He was locked in after they scored. He wasn't celebrating no more, putting up the one, go for one. So I'm going to just say stay locked in, and don't let this first rookie come do anything, man. He not ready for this defense. Frankie going to be all over. We're going to do what we want. We're going to put up another 40 points, and the Saints can't put up 40. Not right now. Not today. Commanders, the Skins all day. Love y'all, man.
All right. So you have love you
he
too,
has
buddy.
The Skins / Commanders with back-to-back 40 balls.
Huge.
42 against the Titans, and now he's got 40 in the Superdome.
Yeah. Right? Just
that seems a little aggressive, but, I mean, of course, Commanders fans would love to see that.
Let's go to Ron in Poolsville. Hey, Ron, you're on with the Junkies. 800-636-1067. Play the music, Cakes. Ron, what do you like?
Play that music. Play that music.
Right.
I was supposed to game, but I couldn't get off of work.
Work just gets in the way of everything. Work just complicates everything.
Work just
you,
sucks.
You should be on an airplane heading to the Big Easy right now to watch Commander's
what
Saints.
What do you do for a living, Ron?
I'm in management, which means when other people take off, I got to work.
That's very nebulous, management.
I was going to say, it's a very general term, management.
What field?
I know. I work for the world's largest retailer. How about that?
So it works for Walmart.
Negative.
The Amazon.
Amazon.
Anyway,
okay.
Guys.
Yeah.
I'll send you my resume.
Okay.
Listen, I want to see B-Rob run at Chase Young every single chance he gets. Mr. I don't love football. That would make me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Commanders should win, but this game scares me because of the bye, and I'll tell you why. Guys get a little bit cushy. They get a little bit soft, and so I'm worried about that. And New Orleans, no matter what their record is not an easy place to play. we really got lucky with Carr going down with that injury. We really did. So, and like you guys have said earlier, hey, it's a must win, but I think the Dallas game is inexcusable. And if we don't make the playoffs, I'm going to go back and mention that when I call in next time and say, hey, that was a division game that you should have won at home and you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unforgivable to me, especially the way they were playing.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, you know I love you. If I don't get a chance to talk to you, I wish you a happy holidays. Okay, guys?
Same to you, buddy.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, pal.
By the way, if you have Terry McLaurin on one of your fantasy squads, you start him with confidence this week because the Saints have allowed the league's 6th most catches and the 5th most yards to wide receivers. So they can be had through the air.
This is a big game, obviously, for many reasons, for overall record. But since it's a conference game, right now Washington's conference record is 5-3. So if they win, they would be 6-3. The Rams are 5-5. The Seahawks are 4-4 in conference. So if you're not playing within the same division, obviously, the division record would break a tie, but if you don't play a head-to-head with another team, the conference record would break a tie. So this is another reason why this is a huge game, not just for the overall record, but for the tiebreakers for conference record, because the Seahawks and the Rams both have 8 wins, as does Washington. But if it comes down to a tiebreaker, you certainly want to have more conference wins than the others, those other teams.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Mo in Largo, 800-636-1067. Mo, what's up, bud?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think we smoke them.
All right.
I know it's a road game, but I think it's going to be a home environment. I think there's a big contingency of Redskins or Commander fans that are going down there. Hell, my parents are even down there already. So, yeah, I think we're going to go down there, show out. They might come out like looking like they want to do something in the beginning, but they're going to quit. I mean, that's what teams do this time of year, making business decisions and so forth. So I think we're going to smoke them down there. So and another thing, I know you guys do like a touchdown parlay.
Yeah,
this will be a good week to do a Redskin parlay where you guys just pick a pick from the game, because I think a lot of stuff is going to hit this week. Ooh. Gentlemen, thank you.
Ooh, very nice. By the way, if you're looking at the aftermarket for tickets at the Caesars Superdome, you can get in for as low as $28. So if you're looking to just hop on a plane and go down to see a Commander's road trip, you can get in for relatively cheap.
That would be interesting. I guess, you know, the Saints fans are just down on this team because what's happened.
They're 5-8.
5-8. They just want the season
to
end.
So many personnel losses that they've suffered, especially
they got their coaches gone.
Travi, you're a notorious Skins hater. Jaden hater. I assume you're probably taking the Saints.
And he has a soft spot for New Orleans. We all know this.
Yeah, you're a New Orleans guy. I assume you're picking the Saints.
You love jazz.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Everybody loves New Orleans jazz. Except for
not everybody. I love New Orleans.
By the way, you're eating food from our awesome listener, Kim.
Yeah, Kim got us some bagels and sandwiches this morning.
Thank you, Kim.
Feasting over here.
All right. What about for the Stars?
Yeah.
Phillies, of course.
We got to wait until the break.
You got to wait 2 more minutes.
All right.
I cannot, with good conscience, pick the Saints to win this game. That would be foolish. Now, look, I have a horrible record this year. I believe I only picked one game correctly.
Because you care so much about the grid.
JP's dumb grid. But I have to take the Commanders.
There we go.
Get
on the right side of history, Drab.
1914.
1914.
I do like your wacky score.
There are no duds when you're competing for the playoffs. You just take the victories as they come.
It's a good point.
I know you only care about how many yards or touchdown passes JD throws, but I'm more into team victories over here.
No, I want to score a lot of points.
Yeah.
I want to score a lot of points.
Care of that rookie of the year.
Yeah.
He would rather Jaden throw 3 touchdowns and run for a touchdown than them win the game and Jaden throw 0 touchdowns.
I think that's the way
he works. He'd rather Jaden play really well
and lose the game
and doesn't really care about the outcome, as opposed to him playing poor.
We're going to win.
I understand that.
Yeah. We had a caller call in scared of Bo Nix improving his rookie of the year odds this week. Eric says it's not a thing. It's definitely a contingent of fans.
I mean, I think it's
a thing.
Hilarious that people think that Bo Nix might be better than him. I mean, I find that actually comical, but whatever. I think Brock Bowers is getting a lot of support to win the Rookie of the Year.
I mean, he may get support, but he's not going to be a real
You don't think he's a real threat to win it?
I mean, he may get a vote or two, but...
You think that's all he'll get? They're saying he could be... Not only is he setting, like, rookie records...
I understand his impact. I just don't think he's going to top one of the quarterbacks. Most notably, one Jaden Daniels.
I mean, he's having a great year, but yeah, you're probably right.
Now, is your official pick?
My official pick? I mean, on paper, this is a layup, isn't it? On paper,
mm-hmm.
Everything's trending in the right direction for the Commanders. They just, I don't know what it is. I'm not saying they're lucky, but they just get like the best breaks ever, where quarterbacks are down, they're going against backups. There's a key injury on the other side.
No, you've flipped.
Yeah,
man, 6 weeks ago you were telling me how great we were.
There is just everything is coming up Commanders. But Drab is the biggest loser I've ever seen in my life.
So you're going against Drab?
Drab is like the new cakes when it comes to the graphic.
You stole my crown, Drab?
He might. And I know deep down,
he's rooting
cakes,
for New Orleans.
No. I know deep down, Cakes wants and is he's holding back a guarantee. Because I can just tell by the tone. He got so skittish from the Cowboys.
I'm not real.
Loss.
I mean, I think the Commanders are going to win. I don't know if I'm
I know, but
so far
I can just tell by his tone he would guarantee
he's
it.
He's not
if he
as
could.
Confident.
Yeah. I have some of my swagger taken away.
I think it's a weird game. I'm going to say 2017 Saints.
Ooh. Oh, the Saints win. Oh, yeah. A close one. All right, Mike
Man,
Barr.
You have turned
that would
on record.
Be, that would
you
be
have, a well, huge it's, loss. It's only because Drab picked the Commanders.
Mm. So you're doing it just to try to – because you think he's a legit jinx?
I think he's a legit jinx.
Really? Mm. Okay.
I'm Mike Moore?
Yeah, so we're going to, you know, just go down to the Bayou, Jaden's return game to Louisiana, mm-hmm. and just absolutely stomp them. They have nothing for us. They're a bum team, and we got our bad loss out of the way a couple weeks ago against the Cowboys. Jaden's going to be spinning it, and then he's going to celebrate by eating some crawfish dinner.
So, you have a score?
Dominating win.
Yeah, 41-17.
All right, Mr. Bickle, I've got the Commanders. I would be borderline shocked if they lost this game. It is a must-win. I understand it's the NFL, and anybody could beat anybody. But I've got Washington winning 24-13.
I have the Comms winning 28-16.
Well, that's 24. I don't think they're going to roll up 50.
I think it's going to be a solid win. They're going to score 28. I'll settle on that number. Jake Haener may account for one touchdown. They score like three field goals, but a relatively comfortable win for the Commanders. And B Rob goes for 110 and a touchdown.
All right. I'll take my boys in a fairly big one. 31-17. We're definitely going to get 30 plus. And I mean, if Jake Haener beats us, we deserve our fate.
Absolutely.
If Jake Haener beats you, you don't deserve to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, I would agree.
Also, side note, maybe the first and last game in NFL history where both offensive coordinators, first and last name, start with K, Cliff Kingsbury, Clint Kubiak.
Ah.
That's a weird meaningless nugget.
I don't know if that's ever happened.
Did you see that yourself? Or you thought about it yourself?
I just saw there's so many K's in their name.
Okay, K's so you just created that stat.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
Detailed research staff over here. All right, when we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page. And at 9 o'clock, we'll get back into the Commanders with Scott Abraham right here on The Fan. Still lots to get to on a Football Friday here with the Junk. Scott Abraham, sports director, anchor for ABC7, will join us at 9 to talk Commanders Saints. And Mike Haas, play-by-play voice for the Saints in New Orleans. He will join us at 9:25 to give us a Saints perspective on the matchup.
Real quick before we get to EP, props to the Briarwoods football team. Of course, Briarwoods High School is where my daughters went right there in Ashburn. They're playing in the state championship.
Ooh, good.
Tomorrow, I believe the kickoff is at 11:30. They're playing Maury High School from Norfolk.
Okay.
And it's that down at James Madison, down at JMU. Maury's, I think their defensive end's going to Clemson.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I believe they have a linebacker going to South Carolina.
All right.
I believe they have a running back going to, like, East Carolina.
All right.
I mean,
Sounds like a loaded squad.
Oh, they're loaded. They got D1 players everywhere. But it's just been a great year for Coach Burnett and Briarwood. So
very good.
Props to them, and hopefully they can pull off a stunner.
They weren't caught up in that whole Hayfield thing, were they?
No, they were not.
Different class or whatever?
Yes, yeah, different county. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but state championship at JMU tomorrow.
Very good.
I believe it's 11:30 kick.
Good luck to them.
Yep.
Time now for EB's entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Sorry, Cakes. BMW of Fairfax, D.C.'s only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience. On your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the big dog over there, general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Mention me. Regardless, they're going to treat you like a rock star. They got whatever you want.
Very good.
All right, a lot going on here, Cakes, in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Remember Morgan Wallen on the opening night of Eric Church's bar? He chucked a chair like from the seventh from the balcony.
I do remember that.
The rooftop.
Yes,
correct. I've been to the bar.
Wasn't he was on the balcony. At one point he was facing three felonies that could have included a 7-year prison sentence. Well, he pled guilty to two misdemeanor counts of reckless endangerment, but he is going to be held for 7 days in a DUI education center. He will then be on supervised probation for 2 years.
Hold on. So is a DUI, what was it called again? DUI what?
Education center.
So
basically,
can he leave?
No, he's going to be held.
Okay, so it's
for
like
7 days.
It's overnight.
It's like a Dewey jail. Where they, yeah, like they.
Yeah, like for all the drunkards, and you're they're going to teach you about the dangers of drinking and, you know, everything. And
I'm sure he's going to listen. I mean, you think he's going to change his ways?
Now, here's the other part that I always get a kick out of. I think, Jason, did you ever get your record? He will get his record expunged completely if he pays the fine, the court fees, and he completes his probation successfully. It all goes away.
I hope he did.
He won't even have a record.
Are you asking me because I had one?
Yeah. Did your record get expunged?
I mean, I assume it did. It was 1991.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, it gets expunged. You have to do certain things, and then it gets expunged.
Well, I had to go to...
Yeah, but is that part of the deal where they said your record will be expunged?
I mean, I can't remember what they told me. I can't remember what the judge said.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to do charitable, you know, charity, and I think I did like 36 hours, maybe.
My son got a citation.
It was either 24 or 36 hours.
My son got a citation for underage drinking when he was in high school, right? Pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to do whatever he had to do. And you were supposed to you could then file for the thing to be expunged.
Okay.
We were both too lazy to deal with it.
So it's still on his record?
Yeah, so it's still on his record. He was too lazy, and I was too lazy, so it's not expunged.
Call me skeptical that a guy who
I don't
one
think
of his
it's
songs
on my record
called
anymore.
Whiskey Glasses, that all of a sudden he's just going to be a responsible drinker.
Right? I don't think it's on my record anymore.
You really?
I'm almost positive.
The Diddy allegations, they're getting worse and worse. Now, three men have come out and accused Diddy of rape and sexual assault. They were filed separately in New York Supreme Court on Thursday, and they involve incidents. It's not like they were like 20 years ago. They occurred between 2019 and 2022. They say two of the plaintiffs allege they went to parties with Combs, where he personally offered them alcoholic drinks and then made them unconscious before they say he raped them.
Ooh. Those are horrible allegations.
Now, his team is denying it, but there are over 30 civil cases currently filed against Puffy, many of which involve similar accusations. Remember when we heard these accusations, like about Cosby, and we're all shocked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just what... I mean, I don't want to make a blanket statement, but all these creeps that Kevin interviews and everything, it's a very shady world over there, Cake. Sorry. Blanket statement.
I don't know that I'm just going to lump every Hollywood celebrity in with Diddy and who was the other person you mentioned?
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm just going to put them all into the same group.
Lot of allegations. Jay-Z's getting, obviously, he's had allegations against him. Mm-hmm. J-Lo's being kind of caught up in it. LeBron. There were some people speculating that LeBron being missing was part of the deal.
Yeah, what was the deal? He took off for personal reasons.
Now they're saying he's got a sore foot. Who knows?
Well, that's not personal. That's injury.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was like personal reasons, parentheses, Diddy.
Yeah.
next to LeBron's name when he misses a game.
Hey, Valdez.
That'd be fantastic.
It's funny that you gave me the Sydney Sweeney story. So I saw this story yesterday, obviously. And Sydney Sweeney, would you say she's the current it girl? She's in there. She's up there, right? People are kind of into Sydney Sweeney right
now.
Yeah,
sure.
Like they're young. Hot chick that everyone's in. And I guess she's playing Christy Martin in a biopic.
Correct.
Remember Christy Martin, the boxer?
Yes.
I think she's actually looks like she's put on a few pounds for that.
She's
for that role.
She's gotten more buff.
She's gotten a little thicker,
out.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, that day, they publish basically porn. did you actually look at all the pictures? These photographers, she's out at her $13 million Florida Keys mansion.
Oh, sounds nice.
And she's putting her lotion on and everything. And she's walking around in her backyard. These photographers, they're all in her cheeks. She's like bending over to put her towel down on her Chase Lounge or whatever.
It rubs
and they're
the
publishing
lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
They're publishing photos of her like wearing a thong. And the cheeks.
I didn't know Drab
very
took
very titillating photos.
I didn't know Drab took a trip to Key West to take pictures.
Drab, I mean, these pictures, I mean, it is kind of horrifying what we do to people, right?
Yeah, Drab.
Kinda. I mean, it's just it's so rude. I mean, I like looking at the pictures, who's kidding who, but I'm looking at them going, I can't believe that they publish these things.
Well, not only did they publish them, I'm annoyed that people are calling her mid because they're not the most flattering photos. Wasn't posing for anything. It's the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have her spray tan on. She doesn't have, you know, it's a winter body. She's getting it ready for a role. Let's leave her alone.
She's playing like a chubby boxer.
Yeah, yeah. When she we'll grade her when she posts photos on her Instagram from the lake outside of Spokane.
Mm.
That's what, in July.
Oh, is that why you have a thing for her? Is she from your area?
Yes.
Yes, I've told you this.
I know, but
I discovered her before.
He claims he discovered her.
Right.
And, so this is probably right.
She's in your top five right now. Like celebrity,
if you're a
hot chicks right now,
who's top five is she not in?
I don't know.
Everyone's.
Mm-hmm.
She's that hot.
I thought I discovered her in White Lotus, but apparently Drab was there way earlier.
Right.
White Lotus produced by one of our former interns,
Clank David.
Clank David.
Oh
yes.
My. Clank David.
You didn't know that he's like a big Hollywood player.
Well, I didn't know he was big.
He's a Hollywood player.
He was photographed having lunch with like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Or Kate Hudson, I believe.
Kate Hudson.
Yeah,
crazy.
But still.
Crazy.
What a donkey.
He is a donk,
but I guess he's doing well out there.
He's
doing really well.
You know what? I think he was a smart kid.
Yeah.
He's just a donk. He's goofy.
Yeah, but clearly he's matured. And
right.
He's made something of himself. So good for him.
Cakes, you know how... I mean, I don't know. I don't think this is like this, but I know you and I both used to watch those Storage Wars shows.
We did, yeah. I did. Sadly, I did. I wanted to see Brandy and Jared see what they were going to bid. I wanted to see Dave go, yup. I wanted to see all of it.
Well, this guy, former California patrol officer, he started treasure hunting, and somehow he got into a storage unit, and he found a trove of unreleased Michael Jackson songs.
Oh, he just hit the mother load.
Are you kidding?
What did he pay for the unit?
I don't know.
Man, what a score.
The unit once belonged to a music producer. And somehow he got on it.
Diddy's locker?
There are 12 unreleased tracks that Michael Jackson worked on prior to the Dangerous album between 1989 and 1991.
Well, I mean, that's probably worth $50 million.
Unbelievable.
What a score for that guy.
Now, the problem is they look like they might be like cassette tapes.
Yeah, but still.
So I hope they held up.
Yeah,
the quality.
You're getting those to Sotheby's with the quickness, and you're auctioning those things off.
Right.
Oh, man, what
that's
a find.
Wild.
You'd be happy you found like a bunch of X-Out golf balls and a golf umbrella. This guy found 12 Michael Jackson songs.
I'd be happy if I found a couple Ed Powers tapes.
Five people get
if
that
Mike
reference.
Moore, if Mike Moore could only watch us put a cassette into a cassette player and hit that big-ass play button.
He wouldn't even know what to do.
He wouldn't. And that's how we listen to music.
Wouldn't know what was happening. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, Scott Abraham from ABC7 will join us to talk Commander Saints. We'll do that next.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.